Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The third baseman, Brant Gates. Batting third. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Merced. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Coomer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting ninth. The catcher, Javier Valentin. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, LaTroy Hawkins. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The DH, David Justice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting ninth. The second baseman, David Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bartolo Colon. And now, play ball. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Nixon bunts towards the mound. Colon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gates hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lawton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Lawton reaches second base with a double. Gates goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cordova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawton moves to third. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Merced hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Lawton scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Coomer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lofton throws the ball into Bell, who tags Coomer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hawkins fires to first and picks off Lofton. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Justice takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Walker strikes out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Nixon is 0-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Giles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Giles moves to second. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Giles moves to third. Alomar moves to second. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Giles tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. David Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gates fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brant Gates batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gates is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gates takes first base on ball 4. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lawton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gates moves to second. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Merced is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Merced hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lofton strikes out. One out. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Justice hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Justice reaches second base with a double. Jim Tomey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tomey is 0-for-1 in the game. Tomey takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coomer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coomer moves to second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a pop-up for an out. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive beyond short. Mears can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Fryman is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. David Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lofton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gates hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lawton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lawton hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Merced is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Merced hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Justice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Justice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thome hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Thome reaches second base with a double. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into right field. Lawton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lawton. Thome scores. Ramirez moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. the Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Coomer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Alvin Mormon now pitching. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Nixon hits a pop-up towards third. Freeman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hector Carrasco now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Freeman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Freeman strikes out. 2 outs. David Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Brent Gates batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gates is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gates takes first base on ball 4. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Eric Plunk now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawton moves to second. 2 outs. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Merced is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Merced hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lawton scores. It's Twins, 4, Indians, 4. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merced moves to third. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lofton strikes out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Vizquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Justice takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Justice moves to second. Mike Trombley now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Justice scores. There goes Thome trying to get to third. Cordova throws the ball into Gates, who tags Thome for the out. It's 5-4, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0-for-3 in the game. Mears takes first base on ball 4. Paul Assenmacher now pitching. Terry Steinbach pinch hits for Javier Valentin. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach strikes out. 1 out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nixon is 0-for-4 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mears moves to second. 2 outs. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Gates hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mears scores. It's Twins, 5, Indians, 5. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Gates. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Gates steals second. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Steinbach now catching. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Giles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Alomar strikes out. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fryman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Fryman hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 5. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Jackson now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Cordova strikes out. 1 out. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Merced is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Merced hits a line drive into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Greg Swindell now pitching. Shawn Dunston pinch runs for David Bell. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dunston moves to third. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 4 in the game. Vizquel is walked intentionally. Lofton moves to second. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Justice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dunston scores. Lofton moves to third. Vizquel moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.